It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys. Get ready to call. It's the Saturday Q&A show.
He's QIMA.
Here they are. Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore. The Fantasy Football Guys.
Well, dude, you can be A if you want. I'll be Q.
Okay.
That'll work out. Hey, we're the Fantasy Football Guys, Kevin.
Hello, Lyle.
And you're checking us out, of course, as you know, if you're watching us live. Hi, live people. We're on our own Fantasy Football Guys channel on YouTube. And you can check us out on our website, thefantasyfootballguys.com, on Twitter at TFFG, and at Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio/.
We are not streaming live.
The Football Guys. We're not.
No, we're not.
Well, that's no damn good.
Yeah, you might want to turn that on.
It says, my button says stop streaming, which means I am streaming.
Yeah, you're going to go ahead and not be streaming.
Okay, well, I'll continue to record.
I guess.
How about now?
It says offline.
I don't know, dude.
So there we go. Now it's starting.
Good God.
Okay.
Finally. You know what? As if we didn't suck enough.
I know.
The technical issues come to bite us. Yeah. So anyway,
now we're streaming.
Nice way to start off the old show there. Good Lord.
Well, we have like 11 different things we have to turn on in order to do this, and we're the only ones to do it. So,
yeah, sometimes we have a boy producer on board, but today is one of those times. He's playing baseball today.
Today is not that day.
And you know what? Good for him, dude. Yeah. I'm happy for him playing baseball.
Yeah, man.
All right, so let's make sure we have our...
What?
Yeah, good. We do. We're just making sure we have everything that we need
good
to have.
God, this show's going to suck.
Well, it's going to suck just because you're on it primarily.
Well,
so
that doesn't help, certainly.
I will try my best to bring it up, people.
Right.
I'll do my best. All right, so let's take a look at the news real quick, then we'll get to it. Zeke Elliott's ruling date has been announced for October 2nd. They keep batting this back and forth in court, and I honestly think he's not going to miss any single game this year.
Yeah, you were saying, I don't buy the whole because it's in Texas thing.
Oh, I absolutely do.
I don't know,
The
man.
Guy has to live in Texas. What's he going to rule against Zeke Elliott and have his house blown up?
He's
come on.
Also got to be a respected judge. I mean, you know, I don't know that the NFL has a very strong case anyway to stop it from, you know, proceeding. So I think that's probably going to be, you know, the reason why.
Anyway,
not
it all comes
it
down
Texas.
To the NFL is allowed to do with the whatever the hell they
They're
want
not,
to do.
They're not, though.
Collective bargaining agreement says they are.
No, it says within reason.
Well, whose reason?
They have to have a reason to suspend you.
The NFL says we have a reason.
Right, but their own report said they didn't.
Well, their investigator said they didn't. Trust me, dude, I agree. You know, as an Eagles fan, I don't want Zeke to ever play again.
Sure.
As a reasonable human being, I hope, anyway, you know, obviously Zeke probably should. And maybe a game or two as a token.
I don't know.
Whatever.
But I really don't know. And that's the problem with this.
Right.
There were allegations that were unproven. He wasn't charged. They did their own independent investigation. They came back and said there wasn't enough evidence. I don't know what you can suspend him for.
Well, I
for being accused of something?
I think
that's unreasonable.
It is unreasonable. But the thing is that the NFL and their investigation, and we've said this before, is not held to the same high standard as our judicial system.
Right.
You know, there's got to be, you know, even if there's a reasonable
but
doubt
it,
that
but
it
at this
happened.
Point, okay, but at this point, it's a contract dispute, right? It's a dispute about the collective bargaining agreement, which is a valid dispute. So the NFL is saying there's no dispute. And Zeke's lawyers are saying there is a dispute, clearly, and the CBA is saying, or the Players Association is saying there is a dispute.
Of course they're going to say
there is
a dispute.
All this judge is ruling on is whether or not there is a dispute.
Yeah.
And I don't think that judge has enough to throw out Zeke's case. I really don't.
I'm not sure either, dude. At this point, I just want it over. It's
yeah, whatever.
It's crazy. And you know, it's not going to affect this week, so we should probably move on. Rex Burkhead ruled out for week 3. The weird thing for me is that in a lot of Rex Burkhead's photographs, still they show him as a Bengal. It's
yeah.
Like we have a couple of games of him as a Patriot. Let's get some new artwork, shall we, people?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't. Those things might come automatically from some stat service.
So I don't know, maybe.
They probably do. There's probably like official photos you have to license.
Yeah, probably. But, okay, so Alf Blue, doubtful for week 3. If you're counting on Alf Blue this week, you have bigger problems than just him being out. Good news for Giants fans, I guess. Odell Beckham removed from the injury report. Didn't seem to help him help the team a lot last week that he was there. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Graham's going to be a game time decision for week three for the Seattle Sea Chickens. Let's see. Sam Bradford ruled out for week three. No shock there. I think there's more to that knee issue than they're letting on. But...
Dude, this is 2 weeks in a row, right? So
yeah.
What the hell?
Well, last week they trotted him out for pregame at least. This week he practiced most of the week, but then, yeah, we're going to keep him out.
Yeah. I don't like it, man. He's had a nagging knee injury, obviously, throughout
for
his career.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, and he's missing two games in a row. Right after he came out red hot, doesn't look good, bro.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, and it's really bad for guys like Stephon Diggs and Thielen,
and
maybe not Dalvin Cook so much, but still.
Well, you know, having a good quarterback in there keeps guys, you know, linebackers and safeties out of the box. Well, linebackers are always going to be in the box, but safeties. So anyway, Marlon Mack rolled out for Sunday's matchup against the Browns, so the Colts have activated Matt Jones to the active roster. So Mac Jones available for pickup.
Yeah,
if you're that
run,
damn desperate.
Do not walk past him and pick up any kicker because it's probably more valuable.
That's right. Danny Amendola says he's good to go for Sunday. So if he's in and Rex Burkhead is out, I think Chris Hogan basically falls by the wayside.
Also
and
questionable too, by the way, is Hogan. So
he is. So, you know, Amendola out of the concussion protocol. I think his knee's probably good. So, you know, if he's playing, I'm playing him if I have him. John Ross ruled out for Sunday as well. Evan Engram from the Giants is in the concussion protocol. He's questionable for this week. Man, they don't fool around with that anymore. You're in it. You're in it to stay.
They really can't.
They can't, really.
Yeah, they got to figure something out.
Gronk says he's ready to rock for week three. Randall Cobb listed as doubtful for this week as well. So, and as well as Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
I think Jordy's going to be playing. I'm not sure Cobb's going to be playing.
Yeah.
From all
doubtful
indications.
Doubtful is pretty bad.
Yeah, doubtful's not good. Because, you know, if there's any shot of you playing at all, I mean, it's supposed to be 50-50, questionable. Doubtful's like only 25%
right, but they don't,
chance.
They don't have probable anymore. So questionable is really just, he's dinged up, you know, we're not sure. Yeah. Right. Doubtful is, probably not.
You know, Richard Sherman says the only reason there is an injury report is for gamblers.
Probably.
We've been saying that for years.
But I don't think that's true. Like, I would want to know. I don't gamble in football. I probably should. It's legal in my state. I just don't do it.
Yeah.
Have you ever played one of those pools?
Hey, you know what, dude? I'm going to play a single game. I don't want to be forced into three.
I used to play those pools all the time, though, when I was a kid.
When it was your buddies. Yeah, when it was illegal. Yeah. There's a little more to it then. But, you know, the funny thing is, right by the Delaware-Maryland line, there's a liquor store. Like, literally, their backyard is the Maryland state line.
Right.
On Sunday, you can't get in the joint because so many people are going in there to throw bets down.
Yeah, I don't even know where they... You can do it just anywhere?
You can do it at B-Dubs.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I had no idea, dude. Yeah, I've never done it before. It's probably fun. I should probably try it.
Those little cards are still out there illegally. I mean, you know, those guys didn't give up their business. Yeah,
those are... dude, I hit 10 out of 10 on one of those one time.
For a dollar?
I put $5 on it, man. I won like $1,500.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I played it for decades and didn't win anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, one time I did hit a perfect card.
Yeah, my wife and I one time won $100 in the Powerball. I can't remember what we matched, but I think we're still up lifetime just on that one win.
That's nice.
Anyway, Tyler Eifert out for week three against the Pack. That's not a big shock. So, you know, obviously as the weekend rolls through, check your injury reports to see who's out, see who's in, etc.
Okay. Oh, look, Buzz is in the chat room. What's up, Buzz? BuzzBBQ.com.
Yeah, make sure you check that out. Delicious. All right, so we have some callers on here. We're going to get to as many callers as we have today, and we're going to get to as many questions as we have on the forum and the email as well. Before we get to the calls, got to tell you know, as you know, football season has begun, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football.
This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest that is totally free to enter.
Pick'em is the newest way to play 1 Week Fantasy Football. Drafting your team is faster and easier than ever.
DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier.
That's right. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or create a private contest where you compete against your buddies.
DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of a similar skill level.
Best part is you get to draft a new team every single week without any commitment.
So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code GUYS, that's G-U-Y-S, to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday.
I'm in it. That's promo code GUYS to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes.
The contest is totally free to enter, so why wouldn't you give it a shot?
DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. First of all, we go out to California. And every time I click this button, it's, I'm a little nervous. Let's give it a shot. Let's give it a try. See if we can go. California.
You got to turn the volume up, too.
Yeah, I did. I'm just trying to click this button. Hey, California, what's up?
Yes, it's working.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going all right.
Going well.
It's Eric, DJ E-Ray.
Oh, E-Ray. Well, what's up, brother?
And Lyle, dude, good tip on playing Delanie Walker last week.
Right.
Over Fleener.
Right.
That was a good call.
Well, yeah. It wasn't so much a good call as it was a good guess.
Right. If Fleener wasn't a bad play.
I need another good guess this week. Just a quick wide receiver question. So I have Amendola, so if he plays, I'll put him in. But for my other slot, I'm going back and forth between DeAndre Hopkins or Terrell Pryor. And then I also have, in the last couple of weeks, have picked up Galladay, and I picked up Jermaine Kearse. So...
Jermaine Kearse for your Seattle Seahawks, Kevin.
Yeah. I don't know if you were listening on Wednesday, but Lyle.
I did hear.
Yeah. Thinking they were still with Seattle.
I wasn't. It was just on my list. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking for one out of those three?
Four, actually.
Or four?
Well, I mean, if you're going to play solo, right? And you're not going to sit him for...
No, especially with Hogan hobbled up and...
Oh, man.
Yeah, and Burkhead out.
Yeah, I would definitely play Amendola. So you just need one from the other list, right?
So he's got DeAndre, Galladay, Kearse, and Pryor.
Hopkins, Pryor, Galladay, Kearse.
So listen, I love Galladay's potential, okay?
Especially in this game.
Right, but no, not over the rest of those guys. Same thing with Kearse. I need to see more out of that offense before I trust him with anything. You have Hopkins and Pryor, and that's really what it boils down to. Is this a PPR?
No.
Standardly, I'm going to go with DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I got to agree. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, well, somebody's going to have to give me a reason not to play DeAndre here. And Eric, you didn't, dude. I mean, the other guys are...
Listen, he's got seven catches, two games in a row, right? He did have the one TD week one. Obviously, different quarterback, but still looking for him. And I really can't think that that there would be a compelling reason to start Pryor over him.
No.
In a PPR, maybe we could have a conversation. But it's not like Hopkins is not catching passes, dude.
Yeah.
Seven a game is pretty good.
I'll take that.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I mean, if this is going to be my week to week and I'm not going to be putting these other guys in, I think I'm just going to, like, put those three into a trade and just try to get, like, another really solid wide receiver.
Well, I mean, you might, if you're going for a wide receiver, Pryor's probably going to be okay.
I think Galladay is going to be okay.
Maybe.
Kearse, I don't trust the Jets at all, you know, but...
I mean, you know, the thing about Galladay is he had a nice week one, caught the two touchdowns. We rolled the dice on him a couple times last week. Only one catch against the Giants. The whole offense played terribly. Yeah. I mean, Stafford had like 120 yards or something.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, it was really bad. So, you know, can't really blame that on him, but at the same time, we need the numbers. Pryor, I think, is going to be all right. So, but if you want to move him, you know, I guess that's okay.
Yeah, if you package those three guys and get, you know, Emmanuel Sanders or something, that's a good
guy. I don't know if you're going to get Manny for all three of them.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, somebody's had Allen Robinson and, you know.
Yeah, Hogan.
Coleman.
That was me. Robinson.
Yeah. I had Robinson and Corey Coleman, so, and that's fun. And with David Johnson on the same team.
Are we going to have an endless week-to-week moan fest about you losing those guys?
I'm going to bitch about the players. Yeah, I lost my number one pick. Yeah, I'm going to bitch about it for the whole season.
And into next year.
Probably. Anyway, sorry, dude.
Did we help you at all there, dude?
Yes, he did. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
No problem, man.
Hey, you gotta get out to California.
I come to San Jose occasionally for work. Yeah, but I've never been anywhere else really out there. San Francisco and San Jose area.
Yeah, you're near like Burbank and stuff, right? Pasadena.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
The lovely San Fernando Valley.
Dude, there's nothing that's not lovely about California.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Except maybe Compton, but I don't know. I've never been there.
I'm sure the weather's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure the weather's very nice.
All right, Eric.
Hey, did you win? Did you win that your other league?
Ah,
the Blog
yes.
Talk Radio League.
Yeah, yes. I think we talked about this a little bit on Wednesday. Yeah, we took the dude out. We weren't the highest scorer of the week. I think the week before we were in the top three high scorers, but we scored enough to beat the guy we were playing,
right?
Which is really all you can ask for. And so coming up this week, let me see who we got.
You know what's funny is last week was kind of a week. It was a week for fantasy points. I felt like
a little bit.
I didn't have a lot of like super high scoring teams last week.
Well, so far this week we have a few high scoring guys. So, so this week we're playing Team FBF. I have no idea who that is.
Probably should know that.
Probably. So, but we're looking at we took Philip Rivers, put him in, took Jameis out.
Yeah, that was smart.
You know, we have Devontae, Mark Ingram, and Cooper, Stephon Diggs, which we might want to analyze because of the quarterback situation.
If there's a better option, yeah. I mean, I don't hate Diggs.
Well, who do you like in the flex, Duke Johnson or Joe Mixon?
Probably Duke until I see something out of that Cincy offense.
That's what I have Duke in against Indy.
Yeah, probably Duke Johnson.
He's got Brady, James White, Matt Forte, Michael Thomas, Golden Tate, O.J. Howard, Devontae Parker.
Eugh.
Who's questionable.
Yeah, he's got the Q on him.
Yeah, I you know what? I kind of like his team, but I kind of like our team too, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, dude. Thanks for bringing that up. We always forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let the other guys get on the line. So thanks a lot. Appreciate
all right, bro.
Y'all.
You got it, man. See
later.
You.
DJ E-Ray, ladies and gentlemen, from the forum.
Yeah, he's been active for years.
He's a long time.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Take your time, Kevin.
Well, you know, it's okay. I mean, I gotta find this. You could run these, but you can't because you're not even looking at that. So
right,
I can't make the internet go faster, dude. It is what it is.
You sure can't.
All right, so we are going to Texas, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Fort Worth, Dallas area. Okay. Hello.
It's actually the Northeast Texas area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there we go. All right.
What's up, brother?
Right up by Arkansas. I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Yeah, doing all right.
Doing fabulous. You know, Lyle always sucks, but I'm always doing
great. I was having a great day until I came here.
It's not because of you guys. It's because of me.
Yeah.
Lyle, I want to wish you good luck on your blue belt tomorrow. Hopefully you're still the best looking one on the show after tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm not going to be, brother. It's going to be bad. It's 5 hours long. I'm going to die. Yeah,
and you know, it really doesn't matter what he does in that. He's, you know, this is not hard to beat what's going on over here.
Right. Yeah, I'll definitely still be the best looking guy here, even if I'm a corpse.
Yeah, all blue-lipped and bloodied. You know, and then you pan over to me, you're like, go back to the dead guy.
Yeah, dead guy was way more tolerable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that, brother, though. Thank you very much.
I got a trade I want y'all to evaluate, and I need help picking a flex, if y'all don't mind.
All right, go for it.
All right, so let me read you the trade first, and then I'll get you my team. I gave up Dalvin Cook, Doug Martin, and Tariq Cohen, and I got Stephon Diggs, Chris Hogan, and Nelson Agholor. So three running backs for three wide receivers.
Okay, were you really desperate at wide receiver?
I was more stacked at running back, and all three of these guys were just sitting on my bench collecting dust.
Okay. So
let me read you my team.
All right.
I have Shady, Zeke, Michael Thomas, Dez Bryant. Now I have Stephon Diggs and Chris Hogan. I've got Sproles, Henry, Cooper Kupp, Kenny Galladay, Tyrell Williams, and Nelson Agholor.
How many people in your league,
Jesus
dude?
Jesus Christ, man.
10 teams.
Okay, it makes a little bit more sense. I think you probably could have done a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
but given your circumstances, like, see, and that's the thing about trades, right? You kind of have to make them juicy for the other team. You know what I mean? You can't going one for one rarely happens. You kind of have to make them juicy. And like you said, you had a bunch of guys who are just sitting on your bench. You might as well upgrade some other positions and get some depth there. I don't hate it, dude.
No, I think you gave more value than you got, but, you know, value is a relative thing. You know, value for your team is you want receivers. Value to the other guy's team is he wants running backs. So, you know, I think you're going to miss Doug. I think Doug's going to be good when he gets back.
Maybe.
You know, yeah. Cohen's still at this point a question mark. He had a good game, and he had a not great game. So
yeah. We'll
see where he goes. But, you know, I think Cook and Doug are their value there.
Yeah, same thing kind of for Dalvin Cook, though, too, is we don't know. And with Bradford's issues, that could affect both Cook and Diggs.
Sure.
But all in all, dude, I think it's solid. I think you, you know, you short up some positions and you know, assuming that Bradford will probably come back next week. I mean, he was practicing this week, so he's got to come back. And as soon as he does, I think Diggs is a top 10 talent at wide receiver. Whether he gets there or not.
Assuming that Bradford is also a top 10 talented quarterback.
I just think Diggs is really good.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. But, you know, the guy throwing him the ball has to be pretty good too.
Yeah.
You know, I think Aguilar is going to be flex worthy a lot during this season, and
especially,
you know,
if they keep throwing the ball 90 million times.
Yeah, well, that helps. You know, Hogan's going to be a situational play depending on what else is happening on the team.
Who's
and who
hurt.
They're playing. You know, if Amendola's out, I should say when Amendola goes back out,
right?
Then Hogan's going to rise in
to
value.
Be a play.
So,
yeah.
So you know, I don't hate it. I think you shored up spots. So yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I like Hogan because it's hard to be the wide receiver three when there's only two wide receivers on the team.
Right.
Yeah. And that seems to be their with their health problems, that seems to be it a lot of the time.
Yeah,
that's true, dude. And, I mean, you know, the thing about the Patriots is they use everybody. So when people start dropping, right, all of a sudden, you know, that dude who was catching, you know, two or three passes a game, maybe at a red zone target, now he's going to catch, you know, 11 passes in a game or something ridiculous. You're like, whoa. But it's because it's not like he's out of sync with the team. They've been using him all along. So there's really no question marks, really, that step into that lineup. You kind of just go, oh, okay, it's this guy's turn.
Right.
And it's been that way for years.
And it can be week to week. I mean, you know, we're still waiting for Brandon Cooks to have a game.
Yeah.
You know,
he will.
Yeah, you'd think he's going to have a game, but, you know, it'll be after week four when everybody's like, screw this guy, and they have him on the bench, and then he throws up 30. So, anyway, you had a flex question, dude.
I need you to help me pick my flex out of these guys. I've got Hogan, Sproles, Henry, Kupp, Galladay, Williams, and Aguilar.
Yeah, hold on, man. A little too fast. I mean, Hogan, Sproles, Henry.
Kupp, Galladay, Williams, and Aguilar.
Galladay.
Well, you can't play Kupp because he's already
Kupp's
played.
Kupp's already played.
Williams.
Oh, yep, true.
Aguilar.
So you might call me crazy.
Here we go. You're going to play Sproles-y.
No.
Okay, good.
No, don't hate him against the Giants. I think he'd probably. I think he'd probably crack off a few points. For me, this comes down between Chris Hogan, questionable again, playing against a fairly stout D. Amendola's back. Versus Derrick Henry, who I'm reading is going to get a serious workload this week.
He will, because Murray's a little banged up.
Right. I'm going to play Derrick Henry, man.
Yeah, I like Derrick Henry out of that list. Is it a PPR or not PPR?
PPR.
That still doesn't matter. I still play Henry. You know, I was looking at the receivers. I was looking at Galladay. I was looking at Williams and Aguilar. But, you know, we tend to go running back in flex spots. And I think Henry's your best go there.
Yeah, I mean, in the second half last week, he ran, I think he had 14 carries for 92 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, imagine a full game of Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I think he's going to be real good, man.
Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate it. By the way, I am FF Addict on the forum.
Oh, okay. Hey, buddy.
And I think I put this question in the show question, so if you come up on it, you don't have to answer it.
Awesome.
And I do have one more question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do I get in on the DraftKings? Or is it too late this week?
Tell me your it's not too late. Tell me your username. I'll put you right in there.
I believe it is Toby Whitehorn, all one word. I can spell that for you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just
here, I'll put it in the
verify it, and then just send us an email with that. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
And that'll be the easiest way, so I don't have to remember how to spell it and write it and all that BS. So, yeah, just send it to me in an email. I'll pop you in for tomorrow's contest.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys. Keep up the good work, and hope you'll have a good week this week.
Great. Thanks, you too, man.
All right, bye.
All right, so you know, anybody else who wants to get in on the DraftKings TFFG leagues, that's all you got to do is send us an email. TheFantasyFootballGuys@gmail.com. Put your username in there. Occasionally somebody will say, hey, can I get on the DraftKings? How do I do that? I'm like, need your username in there.
Yep, just send it to us. And
we'll pop you in. More the merrier.
Yep. I mean, they fill up quick, though. I can't get into one.
Yeah, I had to start the last one. I actually called one. Lyle finally has a phone league.
Yeah.
I put it out there, told him about it. He wasn't near his new phone. And he didn't get it in time. So in the Lyle finally has a phone league, Lyle isn't in
it. I'm not in it.
So the next league I did, I have to invite Lyle first so he actually can get into a league contest.
Right.
And I invited him and waited until he got in. Then I invited everybody else.
Hey, man.
Nothing stopping you from popping a league out there, pal.
That's true.
Yeah.
I need to add some money, though. I'm low.
Well, you need to win
some. Because I suck.
That's right, you do. Let's go to Maryland, right to our west, Lyle. Mm. Go to the 443.
Land of the Mary.
Hello, hi. What's going on? Let's try that again. Ah, there we are. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. We can now. Yeah. What's going
on? How's it going?
What's up, brother?
I'm Chris from Baltimore.
Awesome.
I had two questions for you. One was just if you could analyze a trade for me, and two, just for a flex play.
Sure.
I'm in a PPR league. It's a 10-team. So I actually went through with the trade, but I traded Ty Montgomery for David Johnson, Martavius Bryant, and Bilal Powell. Running back-wise, I actually have Christian McCaffrey, C.J. Anderson. I'm doing okay with that. So I feel like I'm kind of healthy, you know, in depth with running backs.
Is this a keeper league?
Yes, that was like, yeah, you know,
that's what I was thinking.
Made the decision for me.
Dude, that it's because it's a keeper league. You robbed that person.
Yeah,
because here's the thing:
awesome.
David Johnson is likely to play this season, right? So here's the thing about his injury. He has it's a very serious injury. I was actually reading about it the other day and why it was so complex.
Right.
They have to, like, stabilize his hand and all this crazy stuff. So he really can't take any damage to the hand. But it's about, you know, 8 weeks, you know, 9 weeks recovery. So he's very likely to play again this season. But here's the beauty of the injury. It's not his legs.
Yeah.
Right. He can still run crazy. Right. He's running right now. You know, he's still training.
Yeah.
He's still doing all that stuff. So. He's going to come back, and when he comes back, he's going to be one of the best backs in football.
He's going to be David Johnson.
Right. So even if you couldn't keep him after this season, right, the fact that you got Martavis Bryant and Bilal Powell as well was still okay because you get David Johnson back for playoff time, you know, roughly.
Yeah, for a guy who's not necessarily an every-week play.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Montgomery, love him this week.
Yeah.
Didn't love him last week.
Right, he's not. He's just not.
Right, so, dude, you gave away questionable value for tons of it. So, you basically turned the guy over the desk and spanked him.
Yeah, that's a
metaphorically.
That's an amazing trade. Yeah. That's an amazing trade.
All right, well, thank you. And I think I heard you guys even say, like, why can't they just wrap his hand, you know, and let him play?
Yeah.
We were kind of saying that ironically.
It's a stabilization thing. Apparently, it's just fragile. So, but at the same time, he's going to play this season. I'd be shocked if he didn't come back.
Okay.
So, all right, well, week nine.
Makes me feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, dude. And the fact that you got him, you got him for the rest of your life. Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy value, dude.
So, well, what I did last week, I started Martavius Bryant. It was great.
Yeah.
I had the two touchdowns. So my question for flex this week, I am actually starting Kirk Cousins. It's like the best available quarterback that I can get in my league.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry.
So I'm sorry to hear that.
Is Carson Wentz not available?
No, I missed out on him on the waiver this week.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, for some weird reason, there's a couple of players that have like two or three quarterbacks. I mean, And I guess they're doing that strategically just so people like me can't, it's just kind of hurting us. Move.
Yeah.
So my flex question is between Martavius Bryant and Jameson Crowder.
Is this a PPR?
I'm leaning towards Martavius. It is PPR. I just have a weird feeling that, you know, the Redskins are going to bounce back. And, you know, with Martavius Bryant being away from home, I just wasn't really sure.
That away from home is against Chicago. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like he's going into.
Yeah, if he's playing Denver,
right.
It's a problem.
You know, and I mean, he blew up the Vikings last week. You know, the Vikings got a pretty good defense. So. I have to play Bryant here. It's a better offense, and frankly, he has a better situation. I mean, Washington's playing Oakland, so I would play Bryant without question.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, can I ask one more question about defense?
You can.
I was contemplating starting Tampa Bay's defense, just the fact that Bradford is most likely out.
He is out.
I mean, the only other. There is the Steelers are available, and I know they're playing Chicago.
Right.
I think their consensus rankings are higher. What would you suggest for that?
Yeah, I would play Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You guys have been awesome. I listen to you twice a week for a few years now. So I'm going to send you an email and try to get into the DraftKings.
Cool.
Do that. Yeah.
We're talking about that. So.
Are you a DraftKings member already?
Yeah. Do you play DraftKings already?
Actually, I have not. I've never played daily. I mean, I've just been kind of trying to get into it.
Sign up and throw in TFFG as your promo code.
Yeah, when you first get in there, they'll say, enter promo code. That'll be right on the home screen. Just go there, put our thing in. We get credit. You get to play.
And you get a free. You'll be able to. You'll be in the contest this week free for top prizes $100K.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, guys. Have a great Saturday.
No problem, brother. You too.
Thanks, you too.
Take care, man.
All right, man.
Baltimore. That's our neck of the woods, Kevin.
It is. It's near us. We're an hour.
Not even.
Not even an hour away.
Yeah. Well, with traffic, it's about two and a half hours.
Yeah. He says he listens to us twice a week. I guess that means he's not catching my Tuesday waiver wire show.
There's three shows, pal.
Yeah, that's okay. Excuse me. Yeah. All right.
You have a cough button.
It just came up on me, man.
Dude, just...
Well, my foot's over here. The button's over there. Well, so excuse me for coughing.
Why is the button all the way over there?
Because I don't want to inadvertently step on it while I'm...
Do you tippy-tap the whole time?
I'm a tippy-tapper.
Oh, God.
I'm all over the place. Well, you know what? That's my thing. Occasionally I cough. What you do on a microphone, snorting and coughing and
twitchy F.
Chewing gum
I'm
and
all over the
popping
place.
And then you hit the microphone. Yeah, I think it's okay, dude. I think I'm all right over here.
Yeah, but you can prevent all that. I can't prevent myself from being twitchy and neurotic.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah. All right, so let's go to Florida, around the Orlando area, apparently, and see who's on the phone. Hello, Florida. You lucky living near Mickey
Woo!
People.
Woo!
What's up, brother?
I'm finally Adam Thielen the love. Guys, it's Jermaine. How you been?
What's up, man?
What's up, G?
I saw you send an email. You were at work today.
I am, yeah. Well, now I'm a regular Joe Schmo. I put the DJ thing down. I got my regular job, and I'm starting a company. And I went from being a single guy with a girlfriend to married, newborn, and I got it off. I adopted my son.
Oh, well done, sir.
My son, so...
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations,
I
man.
To both of you. But the struggle is real.
It is real, brother. It is real.
The struggle continues what it is, yeah.
Yeah. Guys, I've been trying to get to you since the Mongoose conversation months ago. Because I had a Mongoose story, man. And I couldn't find out what day to call or whatever.
What?
Anyway. Yeah, because... You guys were talking about Mongoose at the end of the season.
We did talk about Mongoose. You remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how much I listen to you guys. But
I'm sorry to hear that.
I could never call in, but I sent an email of my lineup.
I saw it.
Did you guys receive it?
I saw it. I have it right in front of me.
And I'm 0-2. And, man, I don't know, man. I need your help on who to start, man. Right now, the lineup is, Big Ben, obviously, Thomas, Bryant, Pryor, wide receiver, and Gordon and Montgomery at running back. I'm going to keep those two because I think that they're going to do their thing. Jack Doyle, he's going to do his thing, but it's my wide receivers I don't know about, man. Pryor.
Yeah. I like Bryant in there for the reasons we just told the other guy. Terrell Pryor, questions. The thing is, dude,
I'm sorry. Can I just stop you right here?
You can.
Why are you not playing Chris Carson? Why is Chris Carson not playing?
Who?
Chris Carson.
Well, that's why I'm calling, guys.
Okay. Because you got Chris Carson on your bench, and I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. You also have Eifert there.
Eifert's out.
He's out. He would obviously be a play.
But he's out.
Forever. And I was curious why you had Jack Doyle. Now that makes sense.
Yeah,
not that Doyle's terrible.
You know, what happened last week, I dropped Doyle last week. Biggest mistake I made. That's when he put up points.
Right.
And I scooped him off the waiver. Because being that I work nights, because I've been working since 7 p.m. yesterday, I've been hogging the waiver.
Right.
And all these, and I've been, I saw Tyler out there, so I grabbed him. And, you know, I know that because last year I watched him last year. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I know he's going to do his thing. So,
yeah.
Carson, I heard you guys talked about him. That's why I grabbed him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so go ahead.
No, all right. Well, I'm just saying that we might have to, you know, get him in there somewhere. I mean, the thing about Montgomery is he scored 3 touchdowns in the season already. So those are, he's putting up good numbers, especially catching the ball. So I'm not guaranteeing that we'll get Chris Carson in. But it kind of looks like we might ought to show it. Do you have the lineup up, Kevin?
I do.
Okay. So the fact is you don't have any flex spots, which is a bummer.
Nope. We have a lot of man babies in the league, and okay, they don't like changes.
All right. So Big Ben, Big Ben's babies. Good to go. I think you're all right there.
Right.
Michael Thomas, Martavis Bryant, I like.
Yeah.
Pryor, I'm a little bit concerned about. I agree with you. Mel Gordon is questionable. If he doesn't play, Carson's a play, so no worries there.
Yeah.
Don't hate Montgomery. Doyle's fine.
Yeah, Montgomery this week is a great play.
The question here is, and it's really the only question, do you swap out Thielen for Pryor, given that Bradford isn't playing? If Bradford was playing, this would be a very easy decision. Right?
I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No.
Yeah, I agree with you, because if Bradford was playing, Thielen would be the move. But obviously, you saw it last week.
Yep.
You saw what happened last week.
Yep.
You know, so there's no trust there. I picked up Funches because, you know, I figured that with Olsen out, maybe his work might increase.
No.
It might, but we have to see it first.
He had an entire season to do that.
Sure.
And he didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, he was supposed to be the big thing. When Calvin Benjamin went down, he was supposed to be the next big thing, and he just wasn't. So I don't trust him until I see something out of him.
When I went ahead and did, I pulled my truck in the back of Best Buy. They're looking at me, what I'm doing. I could care less. Anyway, on the waivers, I screenshot on the waivers right now. It's Galladay, Decker, Crowder, and Moncrief. Do you think I could pick one of these guys up, but I'm like,
Well, definitely not Crowder.
I should take my chances with Pryor. No.
Definitely not Crowder.
Who was the first
one? Definitely not Moncrief because, you know, Luck is out.
Not Moncrief, right. Galladay, and who was the other one? Decker.
You know, I think Galladay in that offense, they throw the ball more than I would probably drop Funches and pick up Galladay. Not play him today, but I would make that move.
Yeah.
To hold him. All right. Definitely. Definitely, man. And, Goff. I have another question. Goff. He's out there on the waiver wire. I mean, do you think he's a stash guy?
Sure. Yeah.
Is he worth a stash? You
can park him. I saw a stat the other day. I think he's, I don't know, some ridiculous number, like 8 for 8 in the red zone with 8 touchdowns or something like that.
11 for 11.
Is it 11 for 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That offense is perfect for him, and they're just playing it great.
And here's the beauty of what's happening is they finally have a running game all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Which is going to take a lot of pressure off of him, right? So he's definitely a stash. Mm-hmm. I have him in the Dynasty League. I drafted him this year.
I heard that last year, and I don't know, I didn't check the facts on this, but I heard it on NFL Radio on XM that that last year under Fisher, the team averaged 14 points a week. They're halfway there already after three games.
Right.
They're halfway to that total already. Three games.
They're
in.
Putting up numbers, man.
Yeah. And Cup's a part of that. I mean, obviously, he's handing off to Gurley, who's having a good season so far, three games in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's thrown to Gurley, too. Gurley had a touchdown catch.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, at this point, now's the time to grab Goff, dude, because, you know, after you know, you may have competition to try to get him, by the way.
Yeah.
Because he's flashing like that. People are also going to be noticing, so.
Yeah, but honestly, after looking at your lineup.
Who I dropped to pick him up?
Let's see. You have Kamara. I wouldn't want to drop Cup. I'd like to give Zay Jones a little bit more time.
They have a terrible offense there.
They do.
Alvin Kamara?
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, the thing is, you only have one quarterback. Yeah. So it's not horrible to park another one. I don't think Kamara's got a whole lot of value, man. Hell, Adrian Peterson doesn't have value in that offense.
Yeah, I mean,
I dropped him for kicker in one of my leagues. I dropped Adrian Peterson for a kicker. It's a shallow bench, and I needed a kicker this week.
Let me tell you why I wouldn't drop Kamara. Him. Because you know, you got more receivers on your bench than you do running backs. I would drop one of the receivers. I'd probably drop Zay Jones for him.
You would drop Zay Jones?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I wouldn't want to get you know Kamara's a guy you're going to be able to plug in during a bye week.
He's already got Chris Carson for that.
But you know what happened to me last year, right? Because last year I had the same situation with Tariq. And I dropped him to pick somebody up. And wouldn't you know, 2 weeks later he became Tariq.
Right.
Yeah.
That happens, man.
You know, but.
Somebody dropped David Johnson in one of our leagues before he was David Johnson.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man. I have one more good news to tell you guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm taking some time off. I'm leaving for the Bahamas next Friday. You best believe you guys be getting the gift.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Your 100 Jamaican dollars is still sitting on the the desk here. Yeah.
And your rum is
nice.
In my bar.
Hey, if I could get go ahead.
I forgot about that rum. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
that's
guys
fire water.
Yet?
No, man, I can't drink that.
If I'm drinking, I'm usually drinking beer. So that rum is going to be, you know, it's going to be sitting here and slowly going down over the course of years, no doubt.
Yeah. Good stuff,
gotcha.
Though.
Well, I'll try to get some Bahamas beer, I guess. I'll try to find something exclusive and nice for both of you guys.
Awesome,
definitely.
Dude.
And if I could get Bahamas money, expect it.
Well, I know. Awesome. I've been to the Bahamas a time or two. So the beer of the Bahamas is Kalik.
Is it Kalik?
Kalik. Yeah.
Kalik?
K-A-L-I-K, I think.
Huh, I never heard of it.
Anyway, I drank a few of those down there. I used to go down there for golf.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was nice. I was down there
I'm going to go ahead and put it under your guys' information.
Awesome, dude. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
All right, man. I was down there for spring break 1 year. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it was awful.
Real good.
Yeah.
All right, G.
All right, man. Take care.
Guys, thanks. I know I talked a lot today, but I had to catch up.
It's all good.
It's been a while, man.
Hey, man, that's what this show is for. Chit chat.
All right, guys. Keep killing it. I'll be listening to it.
All right, brother.
Sounds good. Thanks, G. Good dude. Yeah. I was wondering why he hadn't called.
Yeah, I know.
Turns out it was us.
Right.
Well, you know what happens. You know, what are you going to do? Yeah. So I just found out my son, James, young James Boy producer, is pitching in his baseball and killing it, apparently.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's been, he's been working on pitching, got a curveball, got a screwball. Got a 12-6 curve that just drops about 4 feet.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, I'm not real sure where this person's calling from, but we're going to give him a shot here. Hello. Hi. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hey, where are you calling from, man?
Hello?
Yes. Where are you calling from?
Korea.
Ah.
Korea. That's why I couldn't. Oh, this is the dude from Korea.
Yeah. Are you in the chat room?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that. What's up, man?
I'm watching you guys now.
Oh, hello.
Not much. I watch you guys. I had a phone card. I couldn't get it to work a couple of weeks ago. So.
Oh, I got you.
I got your address this week, too. I'm putting a box in the mail for you, both of you guys this week.
Oh, thank you so much, dude.
Sweet.
Hey, your
name's John, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Chatham Cyrus Monster.
Okay, cool.
Sweet.
So what's up, brother? What's it like over there next to Crazy Town?
It's fine.
You know, Asia. It doesn't seem like it's
fine. Yeah, nobody gives a shit over here.
Oh, really? They're just like, oh, that's normal.
Yeah.
That dude's crazy. He's shooting off missiles.
Yeah, I watch CNN all the time, and nobody here really cares at all.
Wow.
A non-issue.
That figures.
Well, they probably
more cared about the taxi drivers are the scary things. That's about it.
Wow.
Probably more. I mean, you guys have been, you know, those people have been living near that regime for decades. So
wait a minute. You're a Canadian living in Korea?
Yeah, I teach at a college university over here.
Okay. Do you teach like English or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Basic English to guys that sleep. Okay. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of us that do the football and watch you guys and listen.
Oh, that's
yeah,
awesome, man.
Hi, Korea people.
Very easy life.
Yeah, well, that sounds awesome, man.
It's all foreigners. There's like six leagues that I'm in over here, and
wow,
yeah, it's fun. I get 6 months paid vacation, 9 hours a week, so lots of time for football.
Whoa,
you get 6 months off and you work 9 hours a week.
Yeah, well, I do extra work, but yeah, the college is 9 hours a week.
Good God, man. That's not why. Why did I stay here and
I don't know.
Pull myself up by my bootstraps?
Because you don't know how to speak Korean.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, how can we help you today, sir?
Okay, yeah. Got a couple of questions. PPR, would you go with White or Miller for RV?
Ooh, that one's kind of gross, flip-flop. Man.
I'd probably go with James White on that one.
Well, I want to, too. I'm just saying, he's just not, you know.
It's New England,
I know, but he's not a goal line back. He could totally disappear. Marvin Miller seems to be the guy there in Houston. You know, as per usual.
With Burkhead, that's why I lean that way.
Yeah. In a PPR, I think White's a go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the second one, in a 2QB league, I keep flip-flopping Alex Smith or Cutler.
Tell you what, man, Jay Ballgame, he's going to chuck and duck, man. You know, he's gone playing Cutler, dude.
Are you really?
Dude, Alex Smith did again what Alex Smith does, right? Went off in one game. He was really good in the Eagles game. He was 21-28, 251 yards, a touchdown.
That's what he does.
You know, I'm going to roll the dice on Cutler against the freaking Jets.
Yeah, the Jets' defensive backfield is atrocious. So
why not?
I mean, you got him. You might as well play him when you can, right?
Listen. Cutler, he's going to throw the ball a lot. He may make a mistake. He's going to. He only had a touchdown last week, but that was against the Chargers. He's had the Jets this time. So I would roll the dice on I don't think you're losing anything by playing Cutler.
No, I think Cutler's upside is a little bit higher, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, because as much as we saw and liked what Alex Smith did week one,
but then week two he was normal again.
He was himself once again.
So I mean, Jay Cutler got those numbers last week too, but this week he's got the Jets.
yeah.
Keep an eye on Devontae Parker though. If Parker doesn't play, that might be a factor.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, you want him to have his full complement of weapons.
Yeah. So if Devontae Parker's not playing,
I think he will though.
I think he will too, but just. Just keep that in mind. You might want to roll the dice on Smith then. Cool, bro.
There you go, man.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. I'll get a box. I already got you some Winter Olympics coffee mugs and stuff.
Oh, sweet. Oh, that's amazing, dude. Thank you so much, man.
Dude, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
We like presents.
Yeah, I love stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, no worries. There's a lot of. I was asking some friends what I should send, like some odd stuff. I've got grapefruit flavored soju. It looks like a drinking box.
Okay.
So I know you don't like the hard alcohol, but it's kind of cool.
That we don't like.
I'll get it away. Yeah. You should have it in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Awesome, man. That's
excellent.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too, brother.
You too, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, listen, everybody. It's not that we don't like hard alcohol. It's just that we can't drink a bottle of Jermaine's fire water from Jamaica.
Yeah, that stuff was no joke.
Yeah, you take a little bit. I hit it. Did I hit it on the show, didn't I?
We took a shot.
Yeah, that's right. We did.
Of the heavy stuff.
And it was like 100 proof or something?
It was a weird show.
Yes, it was.
Which is, you know, it's not the first time we've been, you know, we didn't get hammered, but it's not the first time we've been a little buzzed on the show. Not going to be the last time either.
Probably not going to be the last time, no.
In fact, it's usual for one of us to be drinking during the show.
It sure is.
It's usually not me.
Yeah.
That's all right, true too. So if you want to get in on the show, the number is 650-733-8334. You can check that out, and you can be on the show today. Just like this person here calling from Indiana. Indiana, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
It's all right. How are you?
Well. I'm pretty good. I got two questions for you. It's a roster question and kind of a commissioner question.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do the commissioner one first because it's more interesting.
Let's do it.
So in Yahoo, you can drop players off your bench after they've already started their game or after they've already played. So, for instance, let's say the other night somebody had Matt Breida on their bench because they took a flyer on him or something. They get through the game, they realize he sucks, so they drop him, and then they pick up someone who has yet to play.
No.
Anyway, yeah. But you can do it in Yahoo, and a guy's been taking advantage of it for a little while now, and he finally mistakenly bragged about it to us. And we thought, well, that seems kind of shady. So we put the kibosh on it, and he's kind of upset about it, but this is the type of thing that really pisses people off in leagues, and I don't think it's fair. But I wanted to see what you guys thought.
Here's the thing. That is full-on fuckery. Right? It just is. You cannot drop a person that has already played and then pick up a person who hasn't played and then they're available. That is not okay.
Well, let me ask you this. That's only a person on the bench, right? That's not an active player.
Not active.
That is correct.
Okay, so the person that you, if you drop a guy who's on your bench that has already had his game played, right? You can drop that guy. The person you pick up, can you then play that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, you did the right thing.
Yeah.
That's total crap.
Now, that being said, you know, it's a technicality that was not stated specifically in the rules that you couldn't do. So, are you the commissioner of this league?
Yes.
All right, so did you rally the rest of the league around making that closing that loophole, or did you just do it on your own?
I met with about four or five of the other owners.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. And I understand why the guy's upset, but you know, if the majority of people in the league say, yeah, that's a bad thing to be able to do, it goes against the friendliness of this league. You know, that guy can be upset all he likes, and he can certainly quit after the season. Hell, he can quit now.
Yeah. Here's the thing. And this is what really pisses me off about people that take fantasy football too seriously. This is supposed to be fun. We do this for fun. And when you pull some bullshit and try to cheat your way into a... And again, it wasn't technically against the rules there. But it's not technically against the rules to pick up a bunch of people and drop them so they don't clear waivers by game time either. But it's a dick move.
It is a dick move.
Right?
Yeah.
So just don't do that. Here's a rule that I try to live by. I'm not very good at it. Don't be an asshole.
You fail at that all the time.
I do, but I try, Kevin. Right? And that guy was being an asshole.
He was.
You know? And the fact that he's angry about it, it just, you know, that's not the kind of guy I'd want to play in a league with. You know, that guy you played with a while back where you ended up taking over the league because he cheated his way to the... He gave himself a bye. He was the commissioner, and he gave himself a bye throughout the entire playoffs all the way to the championship game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
so
that's fuckery.
So basically, he was a manager in the company I worked for, and he did that. I basically said, "You're fired as commission next year." He's like, "You can't do that." I'm like, "Yeah, I can," because everybody else in the league is going to be in the league that I'm commissioning. That's going to be fair.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, it was the last of him. Nice guy, kind of an ass when it comes to fantasy football.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, my argument too was that it's supposed to be fun, and it's no fun if people are doing shady stuff. So
right, precisely.
But I think he'll be okay with it, and you know, I hope he is anyway.
If he's not,
we'll just have to see.
Yeah, if he's not, toodles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Toodles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for my roster question?
Let's do it, man.
Stephon Diggs or Jeremy Maclin? Obviously, it would be Diggs, except for the Bradford situation. I'm still leaning towards Diggs, to be honest, but Maclin has scored a couple of touchdowns already.
So he has, but he's only got six catches in the first two games, right? He scored in each one of them. Mm-hmm. Playing Jacksonville this week is going to be a little different than playing Cincinnati and Cleveland, right? Jacksonville's got a fairly stout D. So it's certainly better than Cincinnati and like a mile higher than Cleveland. So that does scare me a little bit. Diggs has Tampa, but dude, he only had two.
Are they in Tampa or Minnesota?
They're in Minnesota. But he only caught two passes against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm gonna go Maclin here.
Me too. It could be a mistake, right?
I think Macklin's the safer play. I'll put it that way. Yeah. I think Diggs is a better receiver and usually a better situation, but with a backup quarterback whose name is Case Keenum,
right.
I got to go with the guy I trust more. Is Baltimore at home?
Let me see. Hold on real quick. Baltimore is at Jacksonville.
I'm still taking Maclin.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
All right.
All right, brother.
Good. Sounds very good. Hey, thanks, fellas. It was really helpful, and I can't wait to tell the other owners what you guys said about the shadiness of that deal earlier.
Yeah. Fuckery. All right, brother.
Indeed. All right, thanks. Bye.
Oh, you got it, man.
I hit the head, dude.
All right, that's fantastic that you're just going to bail on the show and, you know, just go to the bathroom while I have a call. So anyway, while Lyle is taking care of his bio needs, let's go back to California, one of DJ E-Ray's neighbors, and talk to Callie. What's going on, California? Hello. Hello. California.
Yes.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going okay. So actually, you only have one guy. The other guy right now is using the restroom facilities. So, you know.
All right. Well, I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I can't even tell you.
We're excited to talk to you. What's your name?
I tell you, I'm Johnny B.
Okay.
And I have a question for you guys. I have a half-point PPR.
Okay.
I made the mistake of trading C.J. Anderson for Cohen. That didn't work out so well.
I'm glad you realized that mistake. But, it's only week three coming up, dude. You know, Anderson, Anderson's done this before. Anderson's played well and then not played well. So, you know, Cohen can actually be something this year. So don't judge yourself too harshly yet.
Yeah, I lost by 10, of course. Anderson blew up for 26. So I'm not real thrilled about that.
Yeah, I get you.
So anyway, this week, I'm torn between Howard and Sproles.
Okay.
And a half-point PPR.
Are those your only two options?
Well, basically, because I have basically Cohen, Howard, Sproles, and I picked up Richards from Oakland on the wire. My wide receivers are pretty stout, but Howard is killing me.
Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I think Howard's going to kill you this week again as well because he's questionable, and even if he does come back, he's going to be limited because of injury.
Yeah.
So, is this a flex or is this an RB2 or what is it?
He's an RB2. Okay. So I'm going to roll with Cohen. I'm going to roll with Tyreek Hill in the flex.
Good, good, good.
And so I'm stuck between Howard and Sproles as my RB2.
Who's on the wire, dude? Because, I love Sproles-y, but I don't think...
Nobody. This league is brutal. It's 12-team league, $300 entry fee. So it's high stakes. People are brutal. So there's nobody. I think Lyle might be on the wire, though. So I could probably pick him up and throw him in. Just, but other than that, nobody.
Just as a goof, man. Go pop in there and tell us who the top running backs are.
Yeah.
I mean, even though...
I don't have it in front of me, to be honest with you. But... I think P. Ryan might still be on the wire. And I think that's about it, honestly. I mean, they people that you even think about, people have drafted, like Carson. And, you know, there's nobody.
Well, dude, if P. Ryan's available, I'd get him and play him this week.
You would?
I would.
Over those two guys?
Well, you know, a healthy Howard, I'd play Howard. You know, there's concerns about his health, and there's concerns about whether he's even playing. So, you know, if he plays and, you know, his condition, you know, has any sort of optimism about it, he can be a play, to be sure. But Sproles, I mean, they don't run the ball in Philly, right? They run the ball, like, you know, three out of ten times.
Sproles took over. Sproles he took over the backfield.
He took over last game, and he got five carries.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Why I'm talking to you guys.
Piron did have 21 carries last week.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin's not wrong. Listen, if it turns out Jordan Howard's fine, he's probably the guy you play. But I'll tell you one thing right now for 100% certainty. The fact that Piron's on your waiver wire and it's that shallow, you need to put him on your bench at the very least.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Over Richard from Oakland? The thing is it's a three-headed monster in Washington right now. I think Kelly just had bruised ribs and not broken ribs. So
that backfield is going to
get crowded. The only reason P. Ryan even played last week is because Kelly got hurt, and I think he's back.
And by the way, Sproles had 10 carries. Just, you know, I want to make sure I'm accurate here.
Yeah. Definitely over Jalen Richard. I don't have a lot of faith in his long-term, you know. He's done this before where he's blown up, but he did that against the Jets. So, I mean, a lot of people do that. A big part of it was, you know, he had 51 yards on two catches, but he also had 58 yards on the ground. Sounds great. Had a touchdown. Sounds great. But he had 8 touches in the game, right? He's not going to be able to crack off, you know, 40-yard runs and stuff all season long.
And I guess the flip side of that was P. Ryan did nothing week one. So it's a mess. I'm kind of in a jam.
Yeah, but P. Ryan did nothing. But when they called upon him, right, he had 21 carries. Right, I don't think Jalen Richard ever had 21 carries. Yeah, but, I mean, it was a tough matchup against the Rams. It was 67 yards, yep.
Right, right.
But the fact that they went to him and kept going to him, yeah, I like that. That makes me feel a little bit – definitely better than Jalen Richard.
All right, so bottom line is put in Howard if he plays over Sproles.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're unwilling to pick up P. Ryan, then Howard's the play. Otherwise, it's Sproles.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Well, I just want to say you guys are awesome, and you guys definitely have the best podcast.
Well, I appreciate that a lot.
I don't care what Matthew Berry says.
Neither do we, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Okay. Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. It's always good to hear from dude. He was at a ball game. Did you hear the cheering
behind him?
In the
background.
It's like, woo!
Yeah. That could be you right now.
Yeah, he could be at my kid's game, except I don't live in California, you know.
He could be visiting, Kevin.
That's true. He could be visiting and watching my son pitch.
While you're here.
While I'm here. Well, you know, I'm happy to be here. Let's go back again. For some reason, we're getting California and Indiana. We're back to Indiana. Hello, Indiana. Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
What's up?
So I have a guy called earlier about trying to trade for David Johnson. I'm kind of in the same situation.
Okay.
It's a 10-team PPR, and is it crazy to try to trade Crabtree or Baldwin? It's a keeper league too.
No. I would trade both of those players for David Johnson.
I would definitely trade Baldwin for him.
Yeah.
And who was the other player?
Crabtree.
Yeah, I would keep Crabtree. But I would
in
definitely
a keeper league, you wouldn't trade Crabtree and Baldwin for David Johnson.
Well, I want to win this year too.
I'm just saying, Kevin.
Don't want to just win next year.
You can get the best back in the league.
And just pretty much write off this year.
And no, you're not writing off this year.
Dude, Crabtree's one of the best receivers in the game right now.
He's playing well.
He is. So yes, if I could get Johnson for Baldwin, absolutely. I'd want something else besides Johnson if I'm giving up Crabtree right now.
You're insane.
Not.
You've lost your
I want to win this year too.
Dude, I hear you. But you play the wire. You make some moves. Yeah. That's what teams do. It's called rebuilding. He can redraft the rest of his team next year.
Yeah, next year. I want to win now.
Exactly. What's your record? You 2-0, 1-1, 1-2?
I'm 1-1.
All right. You need a win.
I have McCoy and Omar Miller as my main running back. And then you know, just normal Crabtree and Baldwin, Martavis Bryant, Frank Gore, Terrell Williams, Derrick Henry.
What other receivers?
You got Derrick Henry too? Nice.
What other receivers do you have? Because if you're going to be giving up Crabtree, you're going to need to make sure you have other receivers. So who else
you
got there?
Lost your goddamn mind.
Maybe.
I've got Martavis Bryant, Tyrell Williams, Galladay, and Zay Jones.
Who was the last one?
Zay Jones.
Yeah. So basically, you'd be giving away your best wide receiver right now for a guy who can maybe play for you at the end of the year and will definitely be there for you next year.
Can you
year.
Keep players more than one season?
Yeah.
Then you can – then I'm sorry, Kevin.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have to agree, man. You know, you can say what you say and
I'll
be right.
You also don't have to be correct at all.
Yeah, I just already said that before you got it out, so you lose. So,
was it a competition?
Yes.
I just want to make it as juicy as possible for this guy.
Dude, first of all for Baldwin flat out. See what he says. If he says, right. No, you're crazy, offer Crabtree. I would.
Or offer Baldwin and
Galladay.
And yeah, I mean, yeah. Try not to give up Crabtree. Don't you know, drop your pants right up front. First of all, say, look, man, I'm interested in David Johnson for next year. You know, who will you take for him?
Yeah.
If he may go, let me get Galladay and some other person. You go, cool. You know, don't flip your stuff out right up front. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know who you're willing to give up for him. And then see what he's willing to take. It may be vastly different, and you may not have to give up much.
Yeah.
Or he may go, screw you, I'm keeping him forever.
Yeah, okay. Right. Well, that's where he's at now. I've tried to trade him Derrick Henry and Frank Gore, like right when it happened. He nixed that right off the bat. And I tried Martavis Bryant, and he said no thanks. So,
well, it may take
about
two guys.
Maybe Lamar Miller. What's that? I didn't hear you.
Oh, it may take two guys. So if you say Lamar Miller and Martavis Bryant or Doug Baldwin.
Or Shady. Right. Shady's 30, dude. He's 29.
Yeah.
Right?
But you
David Johnson's 25.
Straight up.
Yeah, and you have Derrick Henry, too. So that guy is going to be valuable going forward. Dude, if you can have Derrick Henry, is it a one-keeper or a two-keeper league?
Two.
If
you can have Derrick Henry.
It's the first. But if it's your first two rounds.
If you can have Derrick Henry and David Johnson next year, just...
Yeah, I think Derrick Henry is going to be a first or second rounder here pretty soon.
Yeah, it depends on what DeMarco does, but yeah.
Right.
I mean, you know, ask him what he wants to take from you, and obviously he's going to ask for the world, and you can find a center place, but...
Listen, it would hurt to give up Shady McCoy this season.
Yeah.
He's playing some of his best football. But, you know, you got to think long-term in a keeper league. And, you know, Kevin hit his mic. You got to chug your beer.
Yep, you do. Or your fruit juice, whatever you're drinking this morning.
Right. Anyway, yeah, man, that's it. I would basically try to work that trade and figure it out and get David Johnson and hopefully Derrick Henry has a good season as well.
Yep.
And then you'd be really set at running back going forward.
There you go.
All right.
All right, brother.
Awesome. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. So we have time. I think we can hop in and get some questions done.
Oh, really? Nobody on the phones?
Yeah.
Look at that. Okay.
Okay, so let's hit some questions here real quick. Orange Crush says, hi, fellas. Nice work so far this season. Always a good listen. Hey, thanks, man. First of all, is Brandon Marshall a drop at this point? On the wire are guys like Curse, Aguilar, Brandon Coleman, etc. I just wonder if Marshall is all name at this point and is in truth done, or does he just need to get on track with Manning? Maybe OBJ coming back will take some pressure off of him. I don't know that he's a drop just because of performance. Guys tend to hit the wall when they get to be in their 30s. Some last until they're 40, like Rice. Some guys don't make it to 30 before they become irrelevant.
Yep.
I don't know that that's Brandon Marshall's problem. I think, you know, new offense, you know, being thrown to by a new quarterback, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, if I can get Brandon Coleman right now, I would probably want to make that move, because it's not like you're going to be able to trade Marshall. And I think if you leave him out there, nobody's going to pick him up. So... I would rather have guys with mad upside than guys who have big question marks. So I think I would go for Coleman out of those three if he's still available.
Okay.
So also, would you guys lean toward what's that?
Reluctant agreement.
Yeah. Well, would you rather keep Brandon Marshall?
No.
All right. So you just didn't like Brandon Coleman. You'd rather have
Aguilar. Well, yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Maybe.
Well, you know, your mileage may vary. If you like Aguilar better than Coleman, then by all means. But I think Brandon Marshall is droppable at this point.
Correct.
If you have a better option.
Correct.
Also, would you guys lean toward avoiding Seahawks and Bengals players right now, given how poor their offenses look? I mean, if no one is scoring TDs, then who's worth still playing even in a PPR?
So it depends on who those players are. AJ Green? Absolutely not.
I'm playing him.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as Seahawks go, I mean, you know, I drafted Baldwin in the back end of the second round.
Right.
And he's just been a big pooch screw for me. Right. So, you know, am I willing to give him more than 3 or 4 weeks? Yeah, I'm not going to drop him right away because I invested a lot in
him. Might start somebody over him, though.
Going to start somebody over him. And see, if he doesn't start clicking by, say, week 5, then I have to, you know, lick my wounds and move on. So I don't think, you know, if you're talking about avoiding playing them, yeah, sure. I wouldn't avoid them, like drop them at this point. Thanks for all the hard work, gents. His tagline is no crystal balls, no crystal doorknobs.
Right.
Not sure what that means, but there he is.
Okay.
So to the mail we go.
All right. Hello, fantasy football fellas. This is from James in Ontario, Canada. He says, thanks for the podcast. I just discovered it this year, and it's been very valuable.
Good.
Between you two and your occasional guest, Liz, have had great insight and lines of logic for picks. Plus, the occasional disagreement makes for enjoyable listening.
It happens.
Occasional?
Yeah.
Probably occasional agreement.
4 or 5 times a show.
Right.
You know.
All right, now to the question.
My favorite thing is when Lyle says, Kevin's not wrong. He has a hard time saying Kevin's right.
I would never say that. he says he's got Kirk Cousins in a couple of his leagues, and sweet Jesus, he's been terrible in the past two. He's also got Wentz in one league and Tyrod in another as his backup. He's considering switching. What are your thoughts on this? My line of logic is that with two really poor games out, Cousins, it's time to go. Appreciate your opinion and keep up the good work. I'm going to make this really simple for you. Wentz, sure. Tyrod, probably not.
I Lyle's not wrong.
Wentz, you know, he had a decent game Sunday in KC, one of the most difficult places to play in the NFL for an opposing quarterback, and threw a couple touchdowns. He's at 640 yards,
yeah,
I think.
He's been over 300 twice.
Four touchdowns, and now he's playing the Giants at home.
Now, to get there, he's had to throw the ball, I don't know,
86 million times a game.
Right. He's on a pace for like 880 attempts this year, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So
his arm's going to fall off.
So I don't know if Peterson's going to listen to the clamor around him and try to run the ball more.
He is.
I think if he had a better running situation, he might do that more.
I don't know why they cut Ryan Matthews, man.
If
they were going to run the ball like this, they should have just kept him.
Well, you know, roster spot and all like that. You only get 53.
They kept Corey Clement.
I don't know. Maybe they should give Corey a chance to run.
They should.
Who knows? At this point, it's brutal. You know, Blunt's only had 15 carries in 2 games.
I know.
Right? Wendell Small was not doing anything. The blocking has been atrocious. So,
yep.
Anyway, there you
have
it.
Well, they run out of, you know, the shotgun formation.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's the age-old question.
I form.
Yeah. Put a tight end in. Put Celek in there as a fullback.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or at least like a, you know, a near side formation.
An H-back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. I would play Carson Wentz, but Tyrod's got Denver, and he's also Tyrod Taylor.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'd play Carson Wentz there.
I agree. Kid Awesome says, quarterback strategy question. Hey, guys, I waited a long time in my draft to pick up a cube. Ended up with Eli. Well,
wow.
You waited a little too long, bro. But he picked up Goff after week 1 to back him up in a 12-team league, and the problem he's running into is that the waiver wire is empty. Some people have 2 to 3 quarterbacks riding their bench while we start only one. I mean empty. No Simeon, Wentz, Smith, Taylor, Cutler, Bradford, Palmer, Bortles, Dalton, nothing. Here's my wide receivers and running back standard
Cutler.
Scoring. It says standard scoring with a half a PPR. It's either one or the other, bro. So you're in a half-point PPR. Should I try to make a trade for a quarterback and give up some depth, or should I suck it up and keep my bench? He's got A.J. Green, Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, Nelson Aguilar. Running backs are Zeke Elliott, Ajay, Gillislee, Carson, Dougie Martin, and Tariq Cohen. You can start 2 of each in a flex. So, really, no, you got Eli, huh? Well, here's the thing, dude. You have a lot of running back depth, but running backs tend to get hurt. So you're going to probably need some of those. At some point, you know, somebody's going to have to drop quarterbacks to pick up depth players as well. So you're going to have an opportunity to get a quarterback at some point. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be somebody like Bortles, like Dalton, like Palmer, like Tyrod. But you're going to have other options there. You know, maybe try to do a one-for-one trade with, you know, with somebody's bench quarterback for Cohen or Gillisley.
Here's the thing, though, man. I don't think Goff's a bad pickup, bad play.
I don't think he is.
You know, obviously you can't play him this week, but...
unless you did.
He was over 72% in his passes. You know, he played well. Played really well.
The thing is, I wouldn't want Eli stinking up my bench. So I would keep Zeke, I would keep Ajay, I would keep Carson, I would keep Martin. So if you can move Cohen or Gillisley for a decent...
I don't know I want to keep Gillisley, too. I'm getting greedy.
I'd want to keep Cohen, obviously. you know, he could be something special. So...
but you maybe you can move one for a decent quarterback. I mean, you know, definitely shop around. There's no harm in doing that.
Yeah, the only answer you can hear is no, and that'd be all right.
But I'm honestly okay with you rolling with Goff. And I don't hate Eli as much as Kevin does. I mean, I think they're going to right the ship there. And
Dude, I've just watched a couple years of Eli as a fantasy player be inconsequential.
It's true, he's got good weapons around him, man. They just got to figure it out.
And he's had those weapons for a couple of years.
Well, Odell's not on the injury report this week. So.
Well, he wasn't last week either, so.
Yeah. So you think Odell's done?
No.
All right.
So where did you get that from what I said?
Kevin said it here. Odell Beckham's career is over.
He's finished. Poor Odell.
Any more calls?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, we do have another call, and we're going right back to Indiana.
Wow.
It's like the Indiana show.
Oh, damn. I'm on already.
You are on already.
Yeah, I just did call. What's going on, guys? This is Tower 7 in Indianapolis. How are you?
Tower 7.
What's going on?
You know what's really funny about conspiracy theories? I was thinking about this the other day. It was my shower thought. It's more controversial to say that Oswald was this like a lone gunman than it is to come up with any kind of crazy other theory about JFK's assassination.
Right, because you say Oswald acted alone. People are like, what?
Like, no.
All the evidence we've seen.
They're like, shut up.
The grassy
the
knoll.
The babushka lady.
Right, the Secret Service agent with
It's just like, wait a minute. No, you mean the rifle that he shot at General Walker with that he also ordered under an assumed name was found on the sixth floor of the building where he worked with his fingerprints on it? And, oh, by the way, he also took a picture with the same rifle and then went and shot a cop after the thing. He was the only employee to leave the building.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly. Not allegedly, dude. He shot Kennedy. But, dude, it's more because I'm one of those guys. I really do honestly think he was a lone gunman. But I was thinking about it the other day. It's, every time I say that, people are like, get out of here. Everybody does.
Well, you see, the thing is I don't think he was a lone gunman, but I have no idea what the hell happened.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody else does either.
Well, nobody really knows.
Yeah.
But
so, Tower 7, what do you got, man?
Cool. What's going on then, I guess?
What's up, brother?
Well, y'all were just – I was in the live stream watching you guys. You were talking about quarterbacks and stuff. I got to looking at my teams, and I'm 0-2 in a league, and I need to – I got to do something different here. So it's an auction draft and – or an auction, not an auction draft. And so I got Carson Palmer late, and I was starting him, and he's playing like Carson Palmer in 2017. So that's not going very well.
No,
so,
that's good.
No. The question is, do I start Jay Cutler over Carson Palmer?
Ooh, God, are we really talking about Jay Cutler again? Because I'm starting him again, Kevin. I'm going with him again against the Jets. Doing it.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Too.
And that's the thing.
Yeah, this is the same argument I had about the previous call. You're going to get – listen, if Cutler plays poorly, you're going to get Carson Palmer numbers. So you're not losing a whole lot by playing him.
Yeah.
You know? He's got the Jets. Yeah. It's a great matchup. I'm not saying I do it every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm rolling the dice, man.
And, I mean, and I have no idea what Dallas can do against Arizona because Dallas played the Giants and did well, but I think that's more on the Giants. And then they played Denver last week, and Simeon let them up.
Right.
So Dallas played, you know, the one of the worst. I mean, Dallas's front, the Giants' front four is pretty good. After that, it's questionable. Landon Collins is a great player,
right,
but the defense as a whole isn't great. And Dallas carved them up, and they were at home, and it was the opening game, so there was a lot of emotion there, and that says a lot in a football game. In the second week, they were at Denver and got their asses handed to them. So we don't really know what the offense is for the Cowboys. So. Yeah, it's going to be difficult to figure out where the Cowboys are this week, you know, for the season, where they are offensively.
Yeah, right. I just think I think I would roll these dice, man. I mean, again, keep an eye on Devontae Parker, because that might change my mind.
Okay.
Yeah, that's key.
You know, because Cutler's got to have his weapons, man. He'll implode quickly.
And he could, even with weapons, he can still throw four interceptions.
He can.
You know.
So Carson Palmer is 100%
the
safe play.
Yeah, but against the Jets, he could throw four touchdowns.
He sure could.
That would be wacky if we put Cutler in and he scores four, throws four.
It'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys get back to the forum questions.
All right, man.
We'll get out of here.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day.
Laters.
9/11 was inside job.
9/11. False flag. All right, so I think it's mail time, right?
Yeah, trade proposal. Drew in Redmond, Washington, 15 minutes outside of Seattle, Kevin, says, in my work/money league, 10-man peeper, I'm stacked at running back with Hunt, Zeke, who I got in the third round, Ajay, Montgomery, and Bilal Powell. He's got Reek Hill, OBJ, Diggs, and Sterling Shepard as wide receivers. He has Cousins and Stafford at quarterback. Given Cousins to start the first two games, Hunt and Hill wrapped up week one on Thursday night for me. Brady bashed my brains in week two. My question is, do I need to upgrade my quarterback? I was thinking of offering Montgomery for Carson Wentz. That's way too much. My league doesn't do much trading, but if anybody would trade, it's this guy. I don't think you need to give up Montgomery for Carson Wentz. I think you can give up a lot less for him, if that person's even interested in trading him. But it being a 10-team league, I can't imagine your waiver wire is barren, dude. There's got to be something out there.
Yeah. I mean, I like Carson Wentz as well. He's had two good weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I see a third week, then we can call it a trend and call him, you know, startable, not just pick-upable or tradable, but startable.
Here's the problem, though.
Montgomery's too much.
Here's the thing, though.
The thing.
He's got Hunt. He's got Zeke. He's got Ajay. He doesn't need Montgomery.
Fair enough.
You know, I might do this, dude.
Well, like I told the last guy, I would tell the guy, I'm interested in Carson Wentz.
Right. What do you take for him?
Well, yeah. What will it take to get Carson Wentz out of here? He may go, I would need a quarterback, so I'll take Cousins and Shepard. Done.
Here's the other thing, though. I think you're okay with Cousins and Stafford.
I think so.
I think that Cousins will turn it around. I really honestly believe that Washington offense is not going to be this bad all season. And, you know, Stafford likes to chuck it. Yeah, he had a bad week, but he hasn't had a bad career, you know. So it was a bad game. They had a rough go. They still won.
Yeah, they did.
You know, so honestly, man, I don't hate you standing pat either. So I think Kevin's method is not wrong. You're going to go ahead and ask the guy, you know, hey, what it'll take to get Carson Wentz on my squad and go from there. I wouldn't give up too much for him, man, because I honestly think you're okay. In a 10-team PPR, you're going to find some players on the waiver wire that you're going to be able to play. So
yeah, you know, I don't disagree with anything Lyle said, even though I can't say he's right.
Right.
Just because, you know.
Anyway. Correct.
So T-Dub77, who put a wonderful GIF of Natalie Portman removing a T-shirt with a
oh my god
bra underneath.
Where?
Yes, number four. Says, I have B. Marsh on my bench right now. Aguilar, Hearns, and Sanu are available. Do I cut bait on Marsh or any of these guys or hold a bit longer and see if the Giants can get it together? Same as last time with one of the same guys in the question, Aguilar. Not Sanu, probably, but maybe Hearns and Aguilar. Yeah, you know, Natalie Portman is just awesome. And it's the whole Padme thing, yeah, but just, you know, she's...
Is this from that movie Closer?
I don't know, dude.
God, that movie. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Just saying.
Anyway, what was the question?
It was the Brandon Marshall question. It was basically the same as before. It's like, yes, he's droppable. If you like one of those guys better, get them. Get him. It was Aguilar. It was Hearns. Sanu.
Okay. I can't look at that anymore.
Yeah, I had to leave it.
Chris,
getting distracted.
Yeah, Chris says, choose a wide receiver and a flex from this group. Diggs, Reek Hill, Martavis Bryant, McCaffrey, and James White.
Hill and Bryant.
Question comes down to Bryant or James White for me, Kevin. I like what Bryant did last week, but I think White's going to have a big week, man.
With Amendola back, I'm a little skittish.
Burkhead out, though.
Don't really trust that Belichick offense.
They looked good last week, though.
He did.
Okay, I'm playing Martavis Bryant, too.
Yeah.
Against Chicago.
He agrees with me.
It was a Houston versus Chicago thing.
Yeah, I got you. Stephen E. Dean off the forum says, second post, by the way, or first post. Anyway, he's had two posts. Yeah, quarterback question, Winston against a tough Vikings D or Wentz against the Giants with a possibility of Jackrabbit?
Wiggity, wiggity, Wentz.
Wiggity, wiggity, Wentz. Yeah, Jackrabbit may not be back there. To me, that doesn't really matter. I mean, all that does is it takes Jeffrey out of the mix, leaving Ertz and Aguilar and Sproles and you know, maybe not Torrey Smith. I hear he's sick. But anyway, there's going to be guys to throw to. And for some reason, the Eagles receivers seem to be catching the ball this year. So I'm still playing Wentz over that awful Giants defensive backfield.
Okay, Chris says, in a peeper. Oh, sorry, were you done?
No, I was going
to. Oh, we'll do it after this.
All right.
In a peeper, he's got Eifert, who's questionable. He's not questionable. He's ute. All right? He's officially out.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, for Sunday's game, I have a few options on waivers like Charles Clay, Watson, Jesse James, Fleener, Brait, but don't know who on my bench I should drop. He has Mixon, J.J. Nelson, Adam Thielen, Jaquiz, Cohen, and Chris Carson. Certainly not any of those guys.
Honestly, I would drop any of those guys.
Well, then what do you do?
Well, you
not
know,
play a tight end?
No, you have to play a tight end. I would just... You can do one of two things. You can drop somebody like Thielen or Jaquiz, whose value is going to be lower when Doug comes back in a couple weeks.
Jaquiz is probably the dude.
He's probably the guy. But if you want to keep Quiz for the next couple weeks, you can do this. And this is certainly an option. A lot of people do it. Just commit yourself to streaming tight ends. You know, drop Eifert. Pick up Watson.
That's a good idea.
And the next week, you know, if Watson's matchup doesn't look good, kick him, pick Fleener up.
Sure.
And unless it costs you money to pick up guys, you're in an FAAB or something, that, you know, if you can just pick up dudes willy-nilly, like Lyle does on the weekend, you can just drop Eifert and stream a tight end, just like you stream a defense or a kicker. I do that every week.
Don't hate it.
So those are your options at this point. I think Jaquiz has the least value of all those guys just because of his situation. But I kind of like the streaming option as well. is that an agreement?
Mm-hmm.
Football season has begun, and it's not too late, of course, to get closer to the game that you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football.
This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest that is totally free to enter.
Pick'em is the newest way to play 1 Week Fantasy Football. Drafting your team is faster and easier than ever.
That's right, Kevin. DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier.
Choose between public contests with the big cash prizes or a private contest where you compete with a group of friends.
DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of a similar skill level.
Best part of the whole thing is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment.
That's right. So get on down to DraftKings.com right now and use promo code GUYS, that's G-U-Y-S, to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday.
That's promo code GUYS to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes.
The contest is totally free to enter, so why wouldn't you give it a shot?
Indeed. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Let me see your new phone, man. Is that the new thing?
Yeah.
Look at that. You got white.
Yeah, one with a white one.
No, that's pretty good.
All big.
It's not bad at all. A couple more questions here, then we got to wrap this bad boy up. Ron Burgundy Y says... first post, by the way.
Wow.
Current lineup, Russell Wilson, Kareem Hunt, Ty, Montgomery, Keenan Allen, Demaryius Thomas, Eric Ebron, Stephon Diggs, and the flex. Bench is Derrick Henry, Sproles, DJ, Golden Tate, Andrew Luck, Corey Coleman. He says, considering picking up Randall Cobb, who was dropped, and Fat Rob, who was dropped, for Darren Sproles and Corey Coleman just to roster. Opinions? Well, Corey Coleman is basically out for the year, right? He may be coming back on that back, IR thing. But if you can pick up Randall Cobb, who's out this week, but he's got more value than Corey Coleman if they're both healthy, yes, I would certainly do that. And drop Fat Rob for Darren Sproles. I'm not sure I'd do that. Also, considering trading Golden Tate for T.Y. Hilton, the other owner already has verbally agreed. Figured being 2-0 points leader, I can afford to risk the pickups for a potential upside. Would you all pull the trigger? It's full point PPR. There's two schools of thought here. The first school of thought is, you're 2-0. Why are you fooling around with your roster?
Correct.
Second school of thought is, well, you know, maybe you're one of those guys that, you know, is a trader and a wheeler and dealer, and that's part of the fun for fantasy football for you. If you're that second guy, by all means, do all this silly stuff. Yeah, continuously work the waiver wire. You know, that's just part of the game. I'd pick up Cobb. I wouldn't drop Corey Coleman. I don't know about the Fat Rob for Sproles thing. I don't know. Why not? I don't think you're going to be playing either of those guys anytime soon.
No, me either.
But as far as trading Golden Tate for T.Y. Hilton, with no guarantee that Luck is going to be playing?
Well, it's an upgrade, I guess, right?
Well, I think it's an upgrade of receiver. I'm not sure that it's an upgrade of situation and point scoring. Because if you've got, you know, Jacoby Brissett, who could be a good quarterback someday, playing the rest of the year, T.Y. Hilton's value is not as much to me as Golden Tate's value with Matt Stafford playing all year long.
Right.
You agree with that?
I do.
So there you have your answer. He says he's going to be mailing an amazing local IPA from down here in southern Louisiana when it's in season. Oh, good God, dude. Thank you so much.
That sounds amazing. We're getting a lot of packages.
Yeah, we like that.
We love stuff.
He says, stay exceedingly mediocre, fellas. Mm. Well, that's what we do.
Somebody just tweeted like Lyle does on the weekends. I love you guys. Yep.
Picking up guys left and right.
Random dudes left and right. Willy-nilly, I believe, is the phrase that you use, Kevin. Picking up dudes willy-nilly. Well, that's how I roll. Hey, Drew says, hey, guys, who you got starting this week, Martavis Bryant or J.J. Nelson? I love me some J.J. Nelson, man. I think he's got potential to be a heck of a player, but I'm going to play Martavis Bryant over him.
Well, the only reason I don't disagree with that, but let me say John Brown is out again this weekend, right. And J.J. Nelson with John Brown out had himself a hell of a game.
Also had a touchdown called back, didn't he?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
That all being said, it's a matter of trust and consistency. Now, I know Martavis Bryant didn't play at all last year, but that team with that quarterback and the other guy on the other side.
What's his name? Antonis.
Wow. Something. Yeah. Antonio something. Anyway, Martavis Bryant's getting single covered.
Yeah.
All the
and
time.
He's a hell of a wide receiver.
Yeah.
He'd be a number one on a lot of teams.
He would. I think I'd go with Bryant there as well. That J.J. Nelson may go all the way off, but I think Bryant is your guy.
Okay. He also has a flexi question. Have an option for positions for my flex. Hunter Henry, Isaiah Crowell, Martavis Bryant. Full point peeper, half point per first down bonus. Wow. Also has Jordan Reed. Should I sit him? Should I just sit and start Hunter Henry? Okay. Let's calm down here. First of all, for your flex, it's between Crowell and Martavis Bryant, right, Kevin?
It's
probably Bryant. So as far as the it's probably Bryant, I don't know, man. Crowell's got Indy.
Yeah, he does.
I think I play Isaiah here.
Cleveland at home?
No, they're at Indy.
That doesn't matter because that's inside. And it's not like it's a cold weather game anyway. Yeah, dude, I think I'd play Crowell here. I like the running back.
He had a bad first two games, right? But he played Pittsburgh and then was at Baltimore. Those are tough goes. Comes into Indy, might be a little bit of a different story.
Yeah. We know Crowell's going to get, you know.
Well, he got 17 carries the first game. I think he had 10 last week.
Yeah, I'd play Crowell. I think it's a bit of a dice roll, but I like the first down bonus for Crowell. He touches the ball more than Bryant will.
Sure.
The opportunity for those extra points is larger, I think.
Okay. And what was the other question?
Jordan Reed versus Hunter Henry.
Oh, man, I don't know what to make of Hunter Henry, dude.
First game, goose egg.
I know.
Yeah.
Well. I like the kid, but Washington's offense is struggling. If they weren't struggling, this wouldn't even be a question. I'm still playing Jordan Reed.
Yeah.
He's practicing fully.
I think you got to give Reed the benefit of the doubt here. You know, Hunter Henry's somewhat hit and miss. So, yeah, it would be Reed.
7 for 80 last week, though.
Yeah.
Henry.
Yeah,
I'm playing Reed.
Yeah, you got to kind of do that.
There we go.
All right, last question off the waiver wire. It's Walrus Warrior says, hey, gents, do you think it's time to give Jordan Howard a little spell on the bench?
Yes.
Carlos Hyde averaging 7 yards a carry. I was thinking of putting him in for Howard.
Now it's too
late. I really hope you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I played him this week.
Yeah, and then let's see. If Big I did fan. That, it would just be a question of whether to flex Howard or Larry Fitz in a half-point PPR. Dude, Howard's health issues, you know, make this an easy call for me. It would have made it an easy call for me between he and Carlos Hyde, and it would have made it makes it an easy call between him and Larry Fitzgerald.
I think you have to play Fitz, yeah.
I think you have to play Fitz.
Okay. If we didn't get to your question, we will get to it.
We'll just get to it in the forum.
Or the email.
You
know, I made the mistake of getting up Sunday morning and doing the questions. There was like 15 more.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be answering them on his own. I'll do that sometimes. I'll answer a Twitter question, and people are like, he's answering questions on Twitter.
Right.
And then, bing, boom, bing, they blow up.
Bing.
So,
not a lot of calls tonight or today.
Yeah, it happens.
That's right.
It happens.
We did an hour and 40, though.
We did, yeah.
Roughly, right? 137 something.
Something like that.
35.
All right, we're out. Enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy your weekend. Lyle's going to get his ass kicked tomorrow. It'll be glorious.
Nope, that's going to suck.
Good luck with that.
Maybe, man. I'll get a blue belt out of it, which means absolutely nothing. It's a piece of cloth.
It is. No, but it's a personal accomplishment.
It would probably be the most difficult physical challenge I've ever had in my entire life.
Well, look at it like this, dude. And you know, you may have been told this, but even if you don't quite make it, mm-hmm. then next time you won't be as apprehensive of the process.
I'm going to get it. I don't care what happens to me.
All right. Well, good. Yeah. Go in there and fight.
I'm going to.
Hard.
I'm going to.
Hit with abandon.
Oh, I don't think I'm allowed to punch back.
Oh, you're not?
No, that's the cheat.
Well, that's some bullshit.
I have
right
to use jiu-jitsu to mitigate damage.
Well, there's no punching in jiu-jitsu?
There is. I can punch when I'm standing, but I can't once we get on the ground, whereas he's allowed to punch me.
Huh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I have to control...
You
My
need
opponent.
To control him to keep him from punching you.
Right.
But if you're standing, you can give him the Bruce Lee just...
I can jab, yeah. I can kick, I can do all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we're on the ground, I'm probably not going to be allowed to throw punches. And dude, by the way, good. Because the last person who did that got the soul smacked out of him.
We're just laying right there. It's like, somebody get this up. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, he was on his back, and he decided, like, he didn't know what to do, so he decided the best thing to do was just to reach up and slap the dude in the face twice. And, you know, this is a giant purple belt. And he was like, yeah, I can do that too. So he reached out and just went, wah! Yeah.
Just bitch slapped him right down the...
Oh, dude, his soul is still floating somewhere over Middletown.
Wow. Yeah, try to avoid that embarrassment, if you would.
It's gonna be rough, man.
All right, go Birds.
Go Birds.
Dallas sucks, and
Love you, mean it.
All right, we're out. Bye, kids.